Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Listen, you need more followers. If you want more customers, you need more leads. In order to get more leads, one of the easiest, best ways to do that is by leveraging social media. And the best place to leverage your social media is with Instagram. There are billions of users. You just need to know how to attract the ones who want what you have. Brock and I have helped thousands of people just like you grow their account from like 150 people to 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, even 500,000 followers. No, you don't need to be a gorgeous fitness model. No, you don't have to be great on camera. It is easier than ever to grow your Instagram account, but you need to understand how. It's not that difficult. In fact, you're probably wasting so much time on Instagram right now, and we want to help save you time and make you money by finding the customers who want what you have. I invite you to join us. We have a monthly membership. It's insane. It is the best priced training mentorship on the interwebs, if I do say so myself. When you join Insta Club Hub, your monthly membership entitles you to 2 live interactive trainings per month. They're insane. In addition to that, you can log in at any time and watch hundreds of quick, tiny tutorials, each of which are designed to help you grow your Instagram, reach more customers, and do so as quickly as possible. I want to invite you to check it out. Just go to instaclubhub.com. You don't even have to remember that. While you're listening to the show, just scroll down right now over the show notes. You will see that there's a link there to Insta Club Hub. You can actually click on that while you're listening to the show and enter your email address to learn more. It's that simple. And we look forward to seeing you on our next live training.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today is going to be a Quick Tip Tuesday episode where I'm going to talk about my Instagram Reels predictions for 2022. Last Tuesday, we released an episode where I talked about my general Instagram predictions for 2022. And in today's episode, we're going to zoom in a little bit and just focus on Reels, which are one of my favorite tools, one of the best tools, one of the best features for growth, not just on Instagram, but in all of social media right now. In fact, I would even argue that Reels are the number one way to grow on any social platform right now. I think that they are the most powerful tool. They are the golden ticket. They are the lottery ticket. Very similar to TikTok in that they have a huge virality component to them. They have a huge chance of going viral. But I think you might have a little bit better odds of going viral over on Instagram. And of course, going viral could just be for vanity's sake, but the reason going viral might matter, the reason using Reels might matter, is that it's opportunities to reach your ideal followers, your future customers, your potential clients. Those people can find you through your Reels. If you're looking for an episode that talks a little bit more about Reels, what they are, why are they so powerful, why they work, and some of our best tips, just in your podcast app that you are listening to right now, first of all, subscribe to Build Your Tribe, and then you can just search Build Your Tribe and then the word Reels, and you'll find some of our past episodes that we've done on Reels. But for today, we are just going to be focusing on my predictions for 2022 when it comes to Reels. First of all, I think that this one is something we've already seen taking place, and also I can share some insider info with you directly from Instagram staff, and that is we are going to get better, more advanced, yet easier to use editing tools and features on Reels. Reels has been lagging behind a little bit, behind TikTok, when it comes to editing features, transitions, and all of that fun stuff. But I think Instagram is going to really beef up their editing capabilities in 2022. We've already seen some of these things being tested, like the ability to add voiceovers, the ability to reorder your clips, and so on. And so I think that that's only going to continue for the rest of this year with more features and more tools for editing your Reels. My next prediction for Instagram Reels in 2022 is that educational Reels are going to gain popularity. This is something that I noted in last Tuesday's episode, so if you want to hear my thoughts on that, you can go back and listen to last Tuesday's episode. But basically, direct-to-camera, educational-style Reels, teaching-head, overview, sketchbook-style Reels where you are teaching, educating, serving people, those are going to gain popularity in 2022, which is a great news for a lot of people who don't enjoy trends and dancing and the other goofy things that you see on Reels. You prefer a little bit more professional things. That's good news for you for the rest of this year. My third prediction for 2022 is more shopping taking place directly via Reels and more ads being placed on Reels. So more ads being placed on Reels, that might be a little bit of a bummer. I hope it doesn't turn into something where it's like YouTube, where you're seeing these 15-second advertisements at the beginning of your Reels. I don't think that's how it's going to be. I think actually how it's going to work is as you're scrolling through your Reels feed, the Reels tab, every couple of videos, you will see an ad. Just like you see ads pop up in your Instagram feed, just like you see ads pop up on TikTok, very similar to that. We're going to see more ads in 2022, but we're also going to see built-in shopping tools, which is great for us as business owners because it's going to make it even easier and more seamless for people to transition from watching your Reels to buying and becoming customers. My next prediction for Reels in 2022 is better music or sound searchability. They've already been improving this. They've already been making it a little bit easier with the introduction of the ability to search for sounds on the Instagram Explore page. That's a new feature that came out at the end of 2021. But I think they're going to get better at categorizing their sounds and music and just making it easier to find and search for music right within the Instagram app. I wouldn't be surprised either if the Instagram AI, the artificial intelligence that runs Instagram, if that progresses to the point where it can know what song you're looking for, even if you don't know the title, even if you just type in a few lyrics, it will be able to find that song or that sound for you. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens in 2022 or in the near future. My next prediction, this is my fifth out of six, is a more competitive Reels space and a better algorithm. The algorithm, while the factors that influence it stay constant, like it's always looking at the same factors. It's always looking at relationships and engagement and view length and the 50,000 other things that it looks at. It is constantly improving itself. It's constantly learning more about what we like, what keeps us on the app, what keeps us engaged. So I think that the algorithm is going to serve us with better, more engaging, maybe even more addicting content in 2022. Maybe an algorithm that's more competitive with the TikTok algorithm. And I think that also just the Reels space in general is going to become much more competitive. I mean, if you think back to 2020, where not very many people were producing Reels, you could go viral very easily, and the bar was relatively low. I think this year the bar is going to be raised quite a bit. We're going to see better editing, better dancing, better lip syncing, better trends, funnier trends. And so all of that to just say, now is the time to start investing in learning and practicing your Reels, getting better at producing Reels, because the bar is going to be raised this year. It's going to become a more competitive environment. And so if you're producing the same videos that you were a year ago, you probably aren't going to be getting the same results. And then unfortunately, my final prediction, I say unfortunately because I wish this wasn't true, but I think this one is inevitable. I think this is one we can all agree is going to happen. More bugs and more glitches. There's over a billion people who use Instagram. There's a dozen different iPhones that people use. There's a dozen different Apple iOS softwares that people use. And that's just iPhone and Apple. There's also thousands, it feels like, of different Android and Samsung and Google phones. So all of that to just say, for each of those different phones and softwares, there's a different Instagram app that has to be created and optimized for that phone. So that's a lot of work for the engineers and the software developers over at Instagram. And so it's inevitable that as they release new features and new gadgets and new things for us, there's going to be little bugs. There's going to be little things that need to be patched up and fixed and improved and optimized. I think that's inevitable. It sucks. And I know that we've all been bitten by a bug here or there over on Instagram. So I wish that wasn't the case. But unfortunately, I think we're only going to see more of that in the future. These were my predictions for 2022 when it comes to Instagram Reels. I would love to know if there's something you think I missed, if you think I was wrong with one of these. Take a screenshot of this episode right now. Share it on your Instagram stories. And then add some text if you think, hey, Brock, you're totally off base with this. You're totally wrong. I don't think educational reels are going to blow up at all. I think it's going to be more dancing. Or maybe there's a trend that I missed, or maybe there's a prediction that I should have made, or maybe you agree with all these predictions and you just want some other of your followers to check out this episode as well. Take a screenshot, share it on your stories, and we would greatly appreciate it. And as always, happy networking.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. For Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.